child poets expressing reality lost in a delusional revolt, manufactured assault, hidden knowledge used against them, and they go willingly. Leaders following a path lit by the hoodwinked, chasing Superman to free demonology, expressions of madness, expressions of futility. Lucifer, Jesus, Superman, why don't you do something for me? Know yourself that you are free, sovereign souls welcoming catastrophe. Tell me it's not true that you hope for the end. Days pass and you sit there, hopes of rapture doing nothing. President, save me, Jesus is coming. I'm an American Christian, I deserve this. I am who without you? Lord over me and tell me I'm bad. I want to believe, this is all that I have. BS is the system that leads you astray. Each and every day, creative play is sacrificed on the altar of dogmatism. Beliefs are manufactured and sealed with a kiss. Of death, the story is a mystery, a myth. Victims, all their treachery falls as they fail to see their true identity. Not American, this can't be. There was no George with the cherry tree. You're not a Christian, even if you claim to be. If you're not living to bring love and peace to humanity. Not tomorrow, but here right now, love and revere that expression of God that is passing thee. Go without vengeance in your heart, develop a new philosophy. You're a friend to the world and you have faith in humanity's loving grace. A place that was meant to be. It's in everyone's heart and it screams silently to escape creative reality. Oh, you children of this divine creativity. That I'm lying? Do you think you're not free? You know what makes me mad is that I know that you can be. So will you take up the challenge? Will you let it go? All this BS you have ever known? This is the path to freedom. Not telling others how to exist and how to live, but to find within yourself what is truly important. And that is your creative love, your expression of play. I'm waiting out here on the fringe, hoping to see more of you join me. I'm telling you the water's fine, come on in. We have this one last chance, and it's you and I to save the world for all the children, to save them from dying. We can do it. What BS will you cling to in the end times as the day draws near? You see it coming, don't you? I feel that many don't, that they think that tomorrow is today and everything will be the same. But I'm certain, and although I don't know, that things are going to get rough here in the very near future. So what BS will you cling to? What will you find? Are you going to direct others, tell them their minds are all lost and that they need to read this book and get it straight? Or will you love them and carry them to the next gate? These are the questions that I want to know the answers to. We are in a very interesting predicament right now, and I watch as the programmers of our reality are instilling a belief within us that we all must die, that we all are destroying the earth, and that we all are just a viral encampment on planet Earth. And at the same time, I'm reading of those that discuss the very exopolitical aspects of this whole situation, and I find that we're in a bigger pickle than even I thought. Here, I thought we were just dealing with the Illuminati and their magical acts, but as we start to look deeper and deeper, we've got some extraterrestrial politics going on as well. But as you look into the programming of what they are telling us today, and you'll see that it's very obvious that they want us to believe that we all need to die. Now, I find many a Christian that feels the same way. Well, they don't realize that they're wishing for death. They think they're wishing for life, and they find that they are hoping and waiting for the end so that Jesus will return and they can be his friend. And well, that's a very precarious place to be, especially when you believe in all of the propaganda that's being put before you on the coming end of days, and they tell you that we have to go through all this in order for Jesus to return, and I think some are even willing it so that this will occur, and I see it coming from your mind, because this is the true power of the human. Even though we've been cut off from the divine, we've been set apart and genetically manipulated, and we don't have our full potential of manifestation, but when enough of us get together and we all think the same thoughts, then these thoughts become reality, and that's what we get. So as I watch all these people wishing for the end, I know it's coming, because, well, that's what you want. And we do have that power as humans. We are divine. We are stuck in between the earth and the heaven. And we have this ability to generate reality, manifest it even into our physical reality. And many of you are seeing this as we start to understand synchronicity and start to program our realities to bring us the miraculous, to bring us things that we did not expect to see, instead of programming the jargon that's been placed there by the BS, and we get everything that we expect to see. That's how I see it. That's what I see from us, is that we have this power, this ability, and as enough brains focus on a particular intention, then this intention becomes reality. And then I watch as the leaders, or the Illuminati, the secret realers, program this system. And so, as I watched us move into the age of the Dark Hero, as the Y2K celebrations announced the age of Horus and the Vengeance God, and as I watched all the Christians believe that this was it, that this was the end, and you know, I always harp on the Christians, but it's them that I'm most concerned about, just because of their programming and their lack of disbelief, their inability to question. And that's very dangerous. So, simply, with the technology that the government has today, they can create this Armageddon, this apocalypse that everyone's so concerned about in the Christian realms, and then the Christians' minds will help make it so. And I really do believe that they need our free will agreement to go along with these things, and so as they convince us that we're all evil and that we should die, then that's what we'll get. Most of us don't believe that we can be free. Most of us believe that we need all of this control, that we need our safety enforced. Excuse me, sir, I'm here to enforce your safety. Yeah, is that why I get a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt? I don't think so. You think that cop cares about my life? No. Well, even him, he doesn't know why he's doing it. He's there because he's required to do so, and he enjoys the power that comes along with it. But the true goal is this mind control. Of course, I've discussed this all before. My life takes interesting twists and turns, and certainly after witnessing a giant flying boomerang over my car, with a couple of eyewitnesses just to make sure that I'm not mad. And then I'm asked to just come back and go back to reality as if nothing happened. And of course, this has been my life all along, and all of the amazing things that I've seen along the way is I've watched night turn to day, I've seen a giant flying rectangle, I've lost time, my dad chases flying saucers, does rituals, and I'm asked just to go to work. Please, just go get a job and enjoy the fruits of your labor. A giant flying boomerang flew over my head, folks. I mean, come on now. I'm supposed to go back. Just act like everything's normal. But of course, you haven't seen one, and you haven't seen this. Some of you have, but not that many, and usually not so bold. I don't know why it is in my life that these craft are not hidden. They are not simple little dancing lights off in the distance that I have to say, well, I don't know what it was. I know damn well exactly what this was. I just don't know who is controlling it. As it flew over our heads, it certainly felt like it was Anu, or the great gods of the Sumerians, being transported to their next base. That was the intuition we felt. Very strange. And then I go out in the ESO zone, and I'm hanging out in Portland, and I now this was crazy for me, because I'm giving my presentation, which you'll all see very soon, because I'm turning it into a film. And well, you can go to earreality.net and see most of it now, or even all of it, but I'm making it into a film with all of the stuff that I've been picking up along the way. So that's just basically an outline of what it's going to be, but you can watch it and all the other things that went down at ESO Zone. As I got there and gave my lecture, I was quite tired. It was a 40-hour trip, and well, flying boomerangs over the car and whatnot kept it going. But I'm sitting there giving my presentation, and I have a little 11-minute break where I play Got Trauma, my little short 11-minute clip with Anna Nicole and all the other serial killers like Al Gore and Charlie Manson, and everybody is in it. And I turned to play that, and I turned to run away because that's my 11 minutes just to escape off the stage. And as I'm running away, I'm looking dead at Rex Church of the Church of Satan, who just happens to be in the presentation that I'm giving, in the film that I had just turned on. And I looked at him, and I couldn't tell if it was really him because he didn't have horns when he was in my film. And so I ran out the door and went and sat outside for a minute, catching my breath and getting ready to complete the lecture, thinking about, was that really the guy from my film? And I turned it, I go back in, and after I finish up, old Rex comes and finds me and thanks me for the promotion. These were the topics that he was going to discuss: aesthetic terrorism and propaganda. And I fit right into his belief system as well, and into his understandings of the universe. And he was very excited about my lecture because, well, it verified what he was about to say. Discussing his Ragnarok device and its ability to open portals for the old ones to enter and bring about vengeance in the end. Well, this was the one thing when I was talking with Rex, and I was trying to get a little taste of his philosophy and, well, what exactly made him a Satanist and me not. And that was it, really, is as we were talking, he says, well, us Satanists are going to be vicious enough to survive. And I thought this curious because he had said, well, those that don't feel this way, those that don't have that vicious part in their heart, are just going to die. And as he was talking, I was thinking to myself, well, yeah, that's me. I would rather die than to have to get vicious and just violent. It's true. I have no desire for vengeance, and I have no desire to be vicious, and I think I would rather die than to be vicious. But of course, this isn't the truth. This is only the BS from the Satanist perspective, and I know that I have God on my side, and I don't mean that God from a Christian perspective, not this evil, angry man staring down upon me. My God loves me, and he's always looking. Well, I don't even want to use he. I'm sorry about that. It, you know, sounds so bad, but at the same time, I don't want to classify this thing because it has no classification as far as human standards go. But I know that it is love, and that love cares for me, and love caters for me, and love leads me to places where I get to witness giant flying boomerangs and high priest Satanists that discuss to me the ideas of villainy. And so I know there is yet another path that doesn't involve human wrath, and he'll probably never see it, but have you noticed that all these Satanists are ex-military intelligence operatives? Intriguing. Now, I talked with many a magician there, but not any Christians. I guess they aren't going to show up to see what's on the opposite side of their spectrum, and that's what really keeps the blinders on for them, is that they're not willing to even dig a little deeper into things that might disagree with their BS. I remember when I was in college, and I was taking interdisciplinary studies, and one of the things was to study other religions, and the Christians refused. And I thought this very amazing, and not only that they refused, but that they were allowed to refuse, and they didn't have to study what I had to study. But, I mean, they missed out on the Tao of physics, and how can this be good for them? But yet they choose to remain in this BS, and they even are allowed to do so. And not question, not wonder why that Osiris in the Book of the Dead, which of course was mistitled and should be coming forth by day or coming to the light, Osiris gives the exact same speech that Jesus gave on the Temple Mount, or the fact that all the attributes of Jesus are the same as Horus or Tammuz or all these other solar deities. But, of course, they're never going to know that because they're not going to branch out to disprove their own BS. I consider this. I'm called upon by Tex Mars, who is a Christian evangelist, and he asked me if I could come help him edit his film. Certainly, I say. You know, I'd love to do that. I'd love to help you in any way I can. So I go out to the Tex Mars Ministries, Power of Prophecy, and I find out that I'm editing a film for him that's on the monuments of the Illuminati, and I find this quite amazing, being that that's what I'm about to go talk about. And I get to insert a few of my pictures that I've been using or filming around the nation, and he just happens to be talking about the Pyramid of Memphis, the Parthenon, and other such things. And so I become the editor and photographer for Tex Mars's film here. So he pays me for this work, and it is this pay that pays for my trip out to ESOZone, where I get to discuss things with the Satanist. Well, I don't mean just to highlight the Satanist at ESOZone, because certainly there were many wonderful magicians out there. There were many out there that knew the message of love and understood the powers of the human and its abilities. Now, that's really what we're discussing here when we're discussing magic. It's just that those that have learned the traits have kept them secret and used them to overpower us. So I don't really believe that magic is satanic. I just can't agree with that because, well, it's science, and it's It's merely technology unknown to us today, so therefore kept hidden away and called a cult. I considered how here I was working for a Christian evangelist to go out and see the Satanists, and for me this doesn't matter because my constructive BS is a little more constructive and open, and I don't deny that I also have a belief system of some sort. Well, mostly it has been crafted by having no BS to begin with, because my now somewhat manufactured belief system has offered me a path that has shown me that the universe is providing for me and wants me to continue forth, and it wants me to do these things and create radio shows and create TV shows and go all around the nation and explore, because this is necessary at this time, because as the W gets closer and closer to the end of his term, things are gonna get crazier and crazier, and we need more of us out here that aren't so rigid, that aren't gonna start telling others what to do and how to do it, and aren't gonna tell them that it's this way or that, because, well, none of us really know. Certainly all I know from all of my examples that I have been giving to you is that I haven't been wrong yet. But that doesn't mean my hypothesis is true, although it does make it stronger and stronger to me. So, you know, the prediction of W being railroaded into office, the prediction of 9-1-1, these are examples of me finding positive results from my hypothesis, but as any scientist will tell you, positive results do not always mean that they're right, that the hypothesis is right. So, I'm not saying I'm correct, and then I'm not saying that I know, I'm just saying that I haven't been wrong, and if you start to explore this situation from my example, from realizing that this is magic, the occult, this is programming of the soul consciousness is really what it is, and so they have now all these devices with their Hollywood and even the internet and just all the many various forms of propaganda, People magazine, or I don't mean to just highlight People, all the magazines of that ilk, and we see it, and it gets programmed. It gets programmed just like seeing ourselves on television in the grocery store, and gets programmed, and then our mind makes it so, and that's the true power of the Illuminati, is us. And that's what I keep telling you over and over again, that it is us that is this power. So now we've got to go into some deprogramming and perhaps a little reprogramming, and not get lost in the victim mentality that's being prescribed for us. I see it so often. Certainly, many around me get angry because I don't live the same hell that they do. I don't get up and force myself to go to work each day. I don't get out in the hot sun and toil. I don't do any of these things that I don't wish to do because, well, I want to create a reality where we all get to do what we want to do, and I want to create a reality where we all simply are expressions of love. And, well, let me just divert here a little bit and just look at the people out there on the street right now and go, oh my God, how could you possibly think that there's any hope for any of these, or at least the majority of them? And sometimes as I'm walking down the party strip of Austin, I think the Illuminati might have a good idea in killing off a number of people, and I don't consider it a giant waste, and that's just awful, isn't it? But as I look to the people, or mostly the drunken college students, those are the ones that I get to see, because the rest of you are hidden away in your homes or at your jobs, and so I only get to see very select groups, and I don't mean to judge you all by them, and certainly I'm not. But when I look to these cold and callous, uncaring, motivated people, I sometimes do wish that the end would come and sweep them all away so that I could be in peace. But that's not right now, is it? And I honestly know that these very people, well, the sheeple as they've become to be, been become to known as the sheeple, will easily transcend and easily become non-sheeple when it's cool to do so. And so I have hope and faith for them as well. And as I travel the country, and I guess I'm just kind of going on a ramble here, but as I travel the country and I see all this open space and just endless, endless open space. I mean, we were quite bored at certain times because of all this open space. And as you're traveling down that highway, it's endless. There's just space upon space. And so you begin to wonder about this concept of overpopulation. And it's like, but wait a minute, you know, here's all this space. And you realize that it's not people overpopulating the system, it's not people overpopulating the land, it's people overpopulating the system. You see, because it's the system that draws everybody into these clots that we call cities, and it is the system that requires all of us to be there so that we can earn our Templar notes, so that we can then add to progress. Progress seems to be the death of humanity, and destruction and war. Yet, here's all this land not being used. But we believe that the system is the only way, that it's the outcome of human endeavor instead of creative play, and we see it over and over as it's programmed into us by the media that the system is the way. And I've now learned a new term, and they call this predictive programming, and that's exactly what I've been discussing, is the fact that they outline our future and then we follow the script and make it so. So now is the time to ignore all scripts. Now is the time to clear our minds, to give ourselves the freedom of expression, and to seek the divine, so that now way will come, because it's about to get strange. When a boomerang flies over your head, you might just say the same. There's just no doubt that the way things are now is coming to an end. Things are going to change. They're going to change dramatically. Even if you're just looking at this from a straightforward point of view and you recognize the North American Union and the Amaro on its way and you watch as all these different mechanisms are being set up and controlled, and if you're willing to accept that our military and government have all gone underground, and that this probably foretells a coming catastrophe. Things are going to change. There's just no doubt about it. Things always change, of course, but we're talking major change. And it's up to us now to reprogram our consciousness, our soul, our collective mentality into an outcome that'll be positive. Now, they don't want you to believe you have any power in doing any of this, and they want you to think that you are just a victim, when it's not true, that it's actually you that's doing all of this, and it's all a matter of convincing you to believe what they need you to believe so that you manifest what they need. Now, the Christian programming is the one that I was trying to focus on somewhat today, and it's very an interesting one because of this self-destructive plan at the end of the whole thing, what we know as the apocalypse, and how many of them are willing for this to occur because they see Satan in charge. And well, why do you think you see Satan in charge? You know? It wouldn't be so blatant and so obvious if they didn't need you to be manufacturing reality. If they really wanted just to be Satan in charge, they would keep that concealed from you, and you would think they were the most beautiful beings ever. But they need you to see this. They need you to think this. They need you to manifest the end. And I need you to disregard all of this programming, to forget all of this BS and start to manufacture a new reality which is based on creative love and play. And All we really need is creative love and food, right? And if we were to start to expand ourselves, to actually reach out and touch other human beings and uplift them, if you were to just give someone a smile, it'll change his world, and this will change the world at large. If you were to just accept them, love them, this will change everything. But as long as you stay within the victim mentality and everything that's occurring to you is everybody else's fault, and you just sit back and you're the poor martyr having to suffer all the sheeple and the Illuminati, well then, you'll get what you deserve, and we all will. And that's my main concern, is because, well, I don't want to live in that world you're constructing. I have a much better idea of what life could be, and I think it's all within all of us. I don't think I'm anything special on that end, and fortunately, I get messages every day of people telling me of their synchronistic realms and how wonderful their lives are becoming as they start to discern the divine, and this is wonderful to me. I'm so glad to hear from each and every one of you, and if any of you want to contact me, go to blueflyfree@gmail.com and write me anytime. I don't mind. I like reading them. Make sure to check out Freeman TV. I'll have some new stuff up there soon. I know I've been a little distant lately, but sometimes I just have to unplug and experience instead of sit here and extrapolate my experiences. Because, so much has occurred. This last few months have just been crazy. Crazy, but I love it. I love it. Life is so amazing. So, where do we go from here? That is the question everyone wants to know, right? And, yeah, all of a sudden Ron Paul came popping into my head. And it's funny, I don't think this man is the answer, although it would be interesting to see him in office. I still don't really believe that we're going to have another election, so I don't think the W is going to go away quietly, and I don't think after 26 years of being in power that this regime is just going to quietly fade away and allow someone to come in and do the right thing. And even if Ron Paul were that person, if he was the one to come in and change everything, do away with the IRS, and, well, I don't hear him talking about HARP or subterranean bases or exopolitical structures, and he's still having to stick to his BS because, well, you won't be president if you start to go off into these realms, right? But if you're not going off in these realms and you are becoming our president, then what good are you? I mean, if Dick Cheney's sitting down in his subterranean base and they have these abilities to generate global catastrophes, then what good is one man in the office? Although I, like I say, would find it very interesting to see what he does. But what if he's just a ploy? What if he's just there to keep you all going, yeah, we'll stick with the system because here we have a man that's saying the things that we want to hear. And so instead of focusing your mind, which is the true critical point, on the new reality that you want to express, you are now once again seeking the victim mentality, saying, save me, save me. Oh, save me, oh, president, save me. When it's you, it's always been you. All you need to do is let go. And as I say often, take a long journey. Learn who you are. Because what you are right now has no purpose in the coming future. But who you are has every purpose. Who you are, what you think, how you think it makes all the difference. And we live now in such a time where all of us can express our ideas and our feelings and everything out to the whole world. It's like we've got a God communication, you know? People all over the world get to listen to my voice, and, you know, I don't think of myself as anything all that special, unique, yes, I guess. But I think all of you have the ability and have a mind that needs to be heard. And we now live in a time where all of you can do this. And through these discussions, through putting your thoughts out into in front of everyone, they then can see that they're not alone in these thoughts. And that's all I hope to do with these radio shows. Now, I've been accused of being a storyteller. Well, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted my radio show to be. You want data? Oh my God, there's endless data. And if you're seeking simply data so that you can decide who's the one victimizing you, well, it's you. You're the one victimizing you. They merely give you the excuse to believe that you're a victim. And that's where you need to be freed from. Not from the Illuminati, not from the New World Order. This is not a fight for vengeance. This is not a fight at all. There is nothing to win. There is nothing to lose. There is only love and delusion. It's not easy to come up with hours of of thoughts for you every week. I guess I just totally missed last week. It slipped right past me without me even realizing the week had gone by. I come out here simply to let you know that you're not alone in your thoughts. To let you know that these things that you see and these things that you're feeling and thinking are not your own. That we're all here seeing, thinking, and feeling these thoughts. And I'm not one that's going to tell you that you need to be sitting back and reading your Bible and figuring it out, or reading every piece of legislation that passes through these institutions. And I'm not one of those ones that are telling you that you have to be a watchdog, because I don't believe that. I think that just creates more victim mentality. I'm the one telling you you're already free, you just don't seem to know it, and that you, all you need to do is step away from the BS or belief systems that have been indoctrinated in you, and all can be well. But it's going to be a trip, it's going to be an adventure, and certainly this thing is not going to go out with a whimper or a whisper, and I just know this, and yet I look forward to that. I look forward to the chaos and the craziness, because that's when life truly begins. That's when the adventure starts, and that's when things really get interesting, and your soul gets to learn, and your soul gets to experience, and you live right here and now. Because right now, all of your anger and your frustration and everything comes from future think. From thinking that you know what's going to happen in the future, and that's where the fear comes in, and that's where the victim mentality comes in believing that you know what the future holds. Well, we don't. But there are certain things in our past that will give us clues, and we can see that, you know, I can see by their examples now, the ones that have gone underground, these military industrial corporations, the fascists that are creating our reality, they have a little more of a clue, because they have a little higher technology. So to witness them go all going underground should give us a bit of a clue that, yeah, things are going to get crazy on the surface, but you should look forward to this and be happy that it's coming, because, well, this humdrum living that you're going through, just waiting to die, is no life at all. So next week I'm going to have some friends in, and we're going to discuss some future potentials for a system that might just work. I'm looking forward to this. I yet to have a guest on my radio show, and so I'm going to have a few of them next week, I believe. And then the TV show is coming on again, and most of you, you know, aren't listening to me in Austin, so you will have to see my show on Google, because I'll continue to present it there for free. And if you want to help me, and I could use it, you can send any donations to Freeman at P.O. Box 4051. That's P.O. Box 4051, Austin, Texas, 78765. Or you can go to freemantv.com and you can use PayPal. But either way, irregardless of whether I get donations or not, I will go on, because God sees to it that I do, and God wants me to be doing this right now, so I do it. And I've got a very exciting season planned. I think I'll have Stuart Swerdlow. That's going to be a very interesting show. You won't want to miss that one. Rex Church, I think I'm going to have him on to discuss his Ragnarok device and just what the philosophy of the Satanists are. And Bill Whitcomb, the author of Magician's Companion. And Paul Laffoley again, discuss some of his extraterrestrial trips. That should be a good one to follow, Stuart Swerdlow. So, lots and lots of interesting things to come, for sure. But if you're looking for anything other than stories and philosophies on Radio Freeman, well, you'll get it next week. How about that? So, until then, you know, love one another, guys, and start to branch out. And if you're angry about what you're doing right now, then don't do it. Break free from the victim mentality. The more of us that escape, the better. And realize that what's happening today is not going to be tomorrow. And all of these things that you're putting, you're investing your time into are, well, pretty much wasted unless you're enjoying it. So if you're not enjoying it, change it, because now is the time for change. So until next week, loving you all. I'll see you then.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff. I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother,
If you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high-class people, and then you act real rude to me. Until you use me up. Until you